What is your perspective when you think about change in this sort of broad way?
It's hard and it's constant. That's probably what I think about it.
Well, it feels dynamic. It feels exciting.
I think it can feel very scary because it's something we can't stop.
I'm not a huge fan of change in my personal life, but at work, I kind of embrace it.
Hi, I'm Aidan Nipom, host of the Changed Podcast. The Changed Podcast is a show focused on one idea, change.
Heraclitus was a Greek philosopher. What he pointed out is that everything changes and nothing remains. What is also interesting about it, it's in some sense self-contradictory, because everything changes and nothing remains is a universal affirmation. So it's something that remains constant.
Conversations on the show can feature actors, scientists, authors, and everyday people like you and me.
I remember when I met my husband and he proposed our first date, and that was 15 years ago.
You know, standing up there and my very insightful and beautiful wife, by the way, as she says, you know, what other people down there see as problems, up here we see as opportunity.
Join me as we add to a tapestry definition of what it means to make changes be changed or spark change in others, as guests share stories from the fork in the road moments in their lives, prompted with the question, can you tell us a story from a moment in your life after which you were changed?
There I am in the Gare du Nord, and I see that my train is leaving in 2 minutes.
My mom threw a dart at a map of the West Coast, and it hit Olympia, Washington. And she looked at me when I finished grad school, and she said, I'm moving there. Do you want to come?
It was just like red flags, like, exploding all around me. And again, I'm cool with people. Like, I haven't burnt any bridges. I'm, like, right in that safe, mediocre middle spot.
I always tell people about this woman that I saw online that makes these big canvases with a mop. Like, she dunks the mop in black paint, and then she does this thing. And they sell for thousands of dollars. I'm like, she's selling thousands of dollars worth of this mop art. And you're worried about this beautiful piece here or this work that you do? Don't.
Growth and change is the essence of creation. And for any man, woman, or child to try to replicate that process is simply unnatural. You know, embrace it, be it, love it, and know that you are powerful beyond measure.
You can listen to the Changed Podcast on any of your favorite podcast services and learn more about the show at thechangedpodcast.com. Thank you for listening, and I wish you the kind of experiences in life you're excited to tell stories about.